And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's July the 14th, 2014. It's Bastille Day. 1789, the French mob stormed the Bastille prison in Paris and launched the French Revolution. The Bastille, a symbol of royal oppression, though it was not in much use on that day. There were only 7 prisoners to liberate, 4 of them forgers, 2 lunatics, and an aristocrat accused of incest. 100 of the attackers in the mob were killed on that day, and only 1 guard. King Louis XVI heard about the events at the Bastille, and he is said to have asked, "So this is a revolt?" And his duke said, "No, sire, this is a revolution." It's the birthday of the playwright Arthur Lawrence, born in Brooklyn, 1917, who wrote the book for the musical West Side Story and also for Gypsy. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the first big cowboy novel, Owen Wister, born in Germantown, Pennsylvania. Went to Harvard, studied music in Paris, became a lawyer. He was ill and he needed to go someplace to recuperate. He went to Wyoming, got interested in the Old West, and wrote The Virginian, which made the cowboy into a literary hero. It was the novel in which the line appeared, "When you call me that, smile." It's the birthday of the novelist Irving Stone, born San Francisco, 1903. As a young man, went to Paris, saw an exhibit of the work of Vincent van Gogh, which inspired him to write Lust for Life, a novel about Van Gogh's life, and then a number of biographical novels about historical figures, Freud and Darwin, and The Agony and the Ecstasy about the painter Michelangelo. And it's the birthday of Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 1912. Never finished high school, spent his time reading books at the library. He was a sign painter, and then he found a guitar in the street and started playing music. Went off to California during the Dust Bowl in the mid-30s, learned traditional folk and blues songs, and wrote thousands of his own, including, in 1940, This Land Is Your Land. Here's a poem for today by Mark Doty, entitled No. The children have brought their wood turtle into the dining hall because they want us to feel the power they have when they hold a house in their own hands, want us to feel alien lacquer and the little thrill that he might, like God, show his face. He's the color of ruined wallpaper, of cognac, and he's closed, pulled in, as though he'll never come out. Nothing shows but the plummy leather of the legs, his claws resembling clusters of diminutive raspberries. They know he makes night any time he wants, so perhaps he feels at the center of everything as they do. His age, greater than that of anyone around the table, is a room from which they are excluded, though they don't mind, since they can carry this perfect building anywhere. They love that he might poke out his old, old face, but doesn't. I think the children smell unopened, like unlit candles, as they heft him around the table, praise his secrecy, holding to each adult face his prayer, the single word of the shell, which is no. A poem entitled No by Mark Doty from his collection Fire to Fire, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.